after two unusually dry winters, and it means private gardens, public parks and allotments won't be able to use hoses or sprinklers. Ed Mitchell from the Environment Agency says a total of 20 million customers will be affected.
It's primarily the south and east of England that's most affected at the moment, and in those areas we're very reliant on underground water supplies, groundwater, and groundwater is only really replenished during the winter, so ironically winter rainfall is worth more than summer rainfall.
A 17-year-old boy has pleaded guilty to the manslaughter of a pensioner during last summer's riots. The teenager, who can't be named because of his age, punched Richard Mannington Bowes in West London in August. The 68-year-old suffered brain damage when his head hit the pavement. The High Court says a case brought by a severely paralysed man who wants to end his life should be able to proceed. Tony Nicholson, who suffers from locked-in syndrome, wants a doctor to kill him because he can't do it himself. Jane Nicholson says her husband wants a GP to end his life and be protected from a murder charge.
Tony doesn't want to go abroad. A, it's expensive and we don't have the funds to do it. And B, he says, you know, why should he go abroad to die? He wants to die at home with his family around him in his own home.
The UK says it's sticking to its course in Afghanistan. Their warnings British troops could be killed in reprisal attacks for the massacre of 16 civilians by a US soldier. Actor Steve McFadden, who plays Phil Mitchell in EastEnders, has accepted undisclosed libel damages from a newspaper publisher. It's as a result of an article in the News of the World suggesting he may have been guilty of harassing a former girlfriend. And children in England will soon be able to book appointments with school nurses by text and email. The Department of Health wants to help pupils who are too shy to approach teachers about their problems. That's the latest. I'm Barry Weir.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Can't find it. Thought you were sent from up above, but you and me never had love. So much more I have to say. Help me find a way. And I wonder if you know.
Left outside. you take off all your clothes, come on, take them off. Cause I like you so much better when you're naked. I like me so much better when you're naked. I like you so much better when you're naked. I like me so much better when you're naked.
I like you so much better when you're naked. I like me so much better when you're naked. I like you so much better when you're naked. I like me so much better when you're naked. I like you so much better when you're naked. I like me so much better when you're naked. I like you so much better when you're naked. I like me so much better when you're naked.
Hello, you're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98FM. Very shortly, as promised, I have been promising all of my show, and no doubt I told you that she was coming in last week, so I like to do that, let people know so that they can make sure they're tuning in. I'm going to be speaking to Claire McInnes. She has brought me a surprise, although I did say that I had a feeling she might be bringing me a surprise. She won't be talking so much about her beautiful things, although she might mention them only because I've obviously been mentioning them on the air, but she will be, oh dear, this is one of those blocked calls, and you know that it's someone that really shouldn't be wasting your time. Anyway, sorry about that. She's going to be speaking about the Brentwood Bag Project. You must stay tuned. Make sure you do. Here's the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Ongar Road in Brentwood is busy but moving southbound at the A1023 High Street Junction. So traffic also on the High Street in Brentwood, busy but moving eastbound at the B185 Kings Road Junction. Worley Hill is also busy but moving around the Myrtle Road Junction. In Chelmsford, there's slow traffic on the A114 Van Diamonds Road into town at the Army and Navy, also affecting the Baddow Road as you head up towards the Army and Navy. And on the tubes, there are delays on the Bakerloo line at Queen's Park and no service on the Piccadilly line at Hammersmith. More travel in about half an hour.
Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Disappeared in isolation, irretrievable salvation, the only.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking for somewhere to go with the family? Why not visit Brentwood Town Football Club and experience a great day out that all will enjoy? With the Blues performing well on the pitch this season, this really is the time to get involved with your local team. Try one of Brentwood FC's famous hot dogs, experience the thrill of a home win, and then chill out in the family bar. For fixtures and ticket prices, visit www.brentwoodtownfc.co.uk and support your local team.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
This Thursday at 7:45 p.m, Brentwood Museum Society are organising History of English Medieval Stained Glass. This will be happening at the Gwendolyn Lewis Room of Shenfield Parish Hall in Hutton Road in Shenfield. It's a talk by Nigel Swift. It's only £3 to go along. If you need more details, you can call 01277 212142, or you can check out the details on our website, where you'll find lots more events coming up for the remainder of March and into April. phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton, your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Now joining me as promised in the studio is indeed Claire Mackness. Hello Claire.
Hello Gabby.
Oh wonderful, we can hear you, that's fantastic. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
You had a little bit of trouble finding us.
Yeah.
You should have asked. If you don't ask, I presume you know. I'm
well,
sorry.
Well, if you don't ask, you don't get it, do
but
you?
To be honest with you, it's not the end of the world. It just meant that you walked a bit further.
Exactly, which
did
is
you,
good.
Did you drive to get here?
I did.
It's much easier to park here, isn't
yes,
it? You haven't
definitely.
Got to pay.
No, exactly.
It's wonderful. Now, you have indeed come with a surprise. Claire Mackness is a lady I know because you have something called Beautiful Things. You make beautiful things. What a fantastic name to call your beautiful things, because that's what they are. So it made sense. Now, just describe... people are going to be like, Claire, this lady called Claire has got beautiful things. I want to know more.
I do indeed have beautiful things, Gabby. No, also people tell me. No, I make a range of gifts and homewares, predominantly from textile and fabrics, and I use a lot of recycled and vintage materials to do so. Things like cushions, bunting, pencil cases, handbags, jewellery, all sorts of beautiful things.
How did you get into it?
I have always been crafty. I've always had all sorts of hobbies, and since leaving college I have always dabbled alongside working in a proper job. Started off with glass painting, then I moved on to soap making, then I became a card maker.
Who did you do your glass painting for?
Just in general, like in the old days.
Right. You just did it for yourself?
Yeah, for myself. Oh, okay. And I used to have stalls. In the old days, when the Brentwood Centre Craft Fair was fairly reasonable to afford, I used to have stalls there about 10 years ago. So, yeah, I've always been crafty, always dabbled, and really just finally fallen into something that I thoroughly enjoy and that sells and that people like.
And it's so completely independent and private,
totally,
isn't it?
Totally independent.
And do you still have to do a lot of stalls, or
it depends. I don't do as many as I used to. I now tend to do a few of the bigger ones rather than so many little ones.
And is that because the website kind of works and you don't always have to have a stall to know it's there?
The website works, but I have to admit, I mean, the majority of my business comes from social media, using Twitter. My Facebook page is very active. I've got a lot of fans on there, and I get a lot of repeat business. A lot of customers, once they've bought something, will come back time and time again, and they spread the word for me. So slowly but surely, Beautiful Things is getting out there for world domination.
Oh, right.
Well,
oh,
Brentwood domination anyway.
Oh, blimey, maybe we'll have a country named after it one day. That would be amazing. Now, you've bought me a surprise as well, haven't you?
I have.
You should have bought your surprise in the form of a bag.
Oh.
Because it's called the Brentwood Bag Project.
It certainly is. It certainly is. We're absolutely delighted. I mentioned it to you. You may have read some information in the Gazette this week. We've been really, really lucky. Beautiful Things put in a bid to the Brentwood Share Fund, which was a pot of money that Brentwood Council were divvying out to community projects that assisted the environment, the local community, and in general, just did good stuff for Brentwood.
So basically, to get their help, though, what requirements did you have to meet? Did you have to meet the helping the environment and the community?
You had to tick as many boxes as you possibly could.
Oh, okay.
And the Brentwood Bad Project ticks all five.
When you were, so is that what you kind of, when you were planning this and you were sort of brainstorming away at home, did you think, right, the best way to get this to be successful is for me to tick all five boxes?
Yeah, I mean, my background is working in education and funding. Before I became self-employed, I used to work for the Learning and Skills Council, and I was a professional bid writer, so I had a little bit of knowledge as to how to write a good bid, and I sort of looked at the strategy and thought, right, okay, what can I do that's going to tick all these boxes, and then put the project together from there. So sort of work backwards, really.
Cool.
But I'm delighted to say the council have given us all of the funding that we requested, and we're now in a position to run a really exciting project in Brentwood.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, then. So you took it and it was successful. Now tell us more about it.
In a nutshell, I am looking for 10 community groups. They can be, they don't have to be charities, they don't have to be official, they can be just groups of people that want to get together. It might be the Scouts, it might be the Guides, could be the WI, could be a school. Groups of people to come forward who want to learn how to make reusable shopping bags. I will come along and teach them how to make bags, and then we will ask them to produce bags which will be sold in local independent retailers in Brentwood. They will be allowed to keep a percentage of the sales for their own group's personal funds, and a percentage of the sales will go back into the project to allow more people to be trained in the future.
Right, so tell me all of the benefits. I'm a bit lost.
The benefits to a group is obviously, firstly, community involvement. They're involved in an exciting project as part of the town.
No, but I mean the bags. Tell me about they're good for the environment, but why else? What are the bags going to say anything?
The bags have a logo on them, which says,
right,
I am a Brentwood bag, I am sponsored by, and one, they will all be sponsored by local independent retailers, and they will have a logo on them of the retailer who sponsors the bag.
So are there any, I'm interested to know now, are there any requirements for these independent retailers?
Not at all. Any independent retailer in Brentwood can sell Brentwood bags on our behalf.
So if they're not an independent retailer,
also welcome to, but I think you'll find the Larks of Marks and Spencers and people like that will probably not be allowed to. I would think their head offices won't allow it, but if they want to, they're welcome to. We're certainly not going to stop them.
That's wonderful. So basically, these bags aren't really, the only thing that they're really advertising is the Brentwood Bag Project.
Exactly.
And
the logo of the shop that sponsors them.
Right, okay, so that's where the sponsors come in. So how are you going to choose? Now I suppose the shop that's sponsoring will stock the bag
that's got their mark on it. Yes. So our sponsors so far, we have four sponsors at the moment. We Three in Crown Street, Mesh, Racket and French Quarter, all Crown Street Brentwood shops. They'll all be stocking the bags in their shops, and all the bags that they stock in their shops will have their shop logo on them.
Oh, wonderful. Well, yeah, the Crown Street crew are going to get in there because they're all about local.
Exactly. So that's why fantastic. We approached them. We were looking for supporters to back the bid. We had to have some letters of support, so we went straight to Crown Street because we knew that they'd be up for it.
We went straight to Crown Street. We knew where to go.
So when you want a Brentwood bag, you know where to go, Crown Street.
But that nicely leads me on to my next question. Are you going to approach other independent
We shops? Certainly are. I have every intention of it. Once we have all of our 10 groups trained up and producing bags, and we know that we've got a nice stock of bags coming in to us, that
so they're going to be handmade.
They are, every
by
single one of them.
By local people.
Yeah, that's right. Bought by local people, used by local people, sold in local shops.
This is fantastic. This is a bit like, having a farmer's field right in the middle of the high street. Do you know what I mean? It's just taking, you know, it's so local.
Totally.
Pick your own veg sort of thing.
And do you want to know the really exciting thing, Gabby? We've got a fantastic competition that we're going to run every month.
Do I get to win anything?
Well, it depends. If you buy a Brentwood bag, every single bag is going to have a unique identification number. We're going to have a team of bag spotters out in Brentwood.
Oh, my word.
And if you're spotted out with your bag, we'll take down its number, pop you into the draw, and every month there'll be a draw for a prize donated by one of our sponsors. So it makes and pays to use your Brentwood bag while you're out and about, because who knows, you might get spotted.
Fantastic. I love it. I love the idea already, which means I'm going to let you stay, because I had a little feeling. I thought, you know, I might just it might not work out, but you know, it's working out between us. So Claire, I'm going to let you stay, but I'm going to play a song first.
That's fine.
And then we'll be speaking again, so make sure you stay tuned. Here's the Rolling Stones.
Skidmarks Pothole Watch, helping you to look after your vehicle.
Yes, there is a pothole to watch out for on the London Road as you're coming out of Brentwood, heading down towards Brook Street roundabout. It's just before the entrance to the police station. If you want to find out more, well, here is the way to do so.
Help us to help you. Visit skidmarksltd.com and click on Pothole Watch. Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Hello, you're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm pleased to say that Claire McInnes is still joining us in the studio. She hasn't left either because she thought that she might have enough of me as well, so she was going to leave after about 5 minutes. No, she's still here. She's talking about the fantastic Brentwood Bag Project. Is that what it's called, or is it called?
That's
the,
right, Brentwood
yeah,
Bag
the
Project.
The Brentwood Bag Project. Anything that starts with Brentwood, well, within reason, actually, it depends. I very much like. So you've described what it is and what it's going to cover, but you need to make the bags, don't you?
We do.
You know, how many people know about it? How many people have you approached so far?
Quite a few. We've been very fortunate this morning, actually. We signed up our first group, so we only have 9 spaces left now. Our first group is the Holly Hobbies, which are a group of mums and learning support assistants at Holly Trees School in Brentwood. And they make all sorts of creative things for the students of the school, all the costumes for the Christmas plays, and all sorts of learning support materials. So they've joined us and they're going to be learning how to make bags hopefully next week. And so they should be producing our first batch of bags, and hopefully they'll be available in retailers shortly. But we do need 9 more groups to come forward. So if you want to go on our website, you can find out all the details as how you can be involved.
So what are the benefits for the groups that are making the bags? I think you touched on this earlier, but now I'm starting to understand the whole.
There's some
fantastic
benefits as part of a group. The first one being that for every bag that you make and sell, you will receive £1 that you get to keep towards your personal fundraising. So if there's something you're looking to buy as a group, or something you're saving up for, you can get some financial reward.
So you get £1 a bag.
You do. Also, for every group that commits to the training and commits to the project for a minimum of 3 months, they will receive their very own John Lewis mini sewing machine, which they get to keep.
Wow.
Exactly.
Okay. So if they signed up for 3 months?
Yeah, they have to sign up for a minimum of 3 months, and they have to make a minimum of 10 bags per month for those three months.
Ah, right, yeah. Now, I was going to say to you, how many bags? I'm interested to know now, does every organisation or whatever it is, group of people that want to start making these bags, for you to sign them up, do they have to make 10 bags a month?
They have to commit to a minimum of 10 bags a month.
Minimum.
But they will be taught how to make them in bulk.
Yeah.
So they will actually, probably more than likely, make a lot more than 10 bags. It's very quick. It's a very easy process. It's a very simple pattern. And obviously, the more bags they make, the more money they make for themselves.
And also, I just want to say something before I forget. Making things, craft in itself, is so therapeutic. I've had many craft makers on my show, and they have said, one of whom who we really, really spoke about how, you know, how therapeutic craft really is. It's paper artsy.
Yes.
You know, it really, you feel so much better.
You do.
You know, you're going to actually enjoy relaxing so much more if you're making something at the same time.
You're learning a new skill as well, which is great. You're learning a new skill. You're learning how to make something. You're involved in a community project. You're giving something back to your town. You're giving something back to the environment. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So all in all, there's so many perks to being part of the
program. What are the bags
made of? Recycled materials.
Right, recycled materials.
Curtains, sheets, unwanted fabrics.
Does that mean that all bags are going to be different?
Yeah, every single one of them is going to have its own unique mark. They're all going to be different and individual, so you can pick whatever quirky pattern you like.
Really? But mm-hmm. Will there be some kind of similarity?
I'm sure there will. At the end of the day, if one of the groups has a pair of curtains,
they all have
the same pattern. They're all made to the same pattern, so they will all look the same shape, same handle.
They'll just be different colours.
Different fabrics.
Different fabrics, different patterns and whatnot. And also, I was wondering, so roughly, how long does it take to make one?
It depends. I'm going to be teaching the groups how to make them in bulk.
Are you the only person that knows how to teach to make them?
No, I'm pretty sure there's other people that could. But this particular pattern is my pattern that I actually came up with. So, yes, I'll be teaching the groups myself.
Does it take a long time?
No, you can make one bag. If you were to just sit down and make one bag from scratch, it would take you anywhere between half an hour to an hour. But because we're going to be teaching them how to make them in batches and getting all of the group to work together, they'll probably be creating about half a dozen an hour.
Right. Wow, that's amazing. That's brilliant.
That's working as a team, though.
Now when did you come across this bag-making skill as a complete accident?
No, not really. I've been dabbling in textiles probably for about the last 3 or 4 years.
Did you decide that you were going to see, right, what will happen if I make, you know, did you make a bag, first of all, for yourself, and then you thought of the idea?
I don't know, really, to be honest, Gabby. There's lots of information and lots of tutorials and patterns on the internet. I've sort of been
chicken
around
the egg. Both. The idea of the bag.
No idea, couldn't tell you first. I think I tried bag making first. It must have been about 4 years ago, using an old cushion cover and attaching some handles. It looked good, and sort of things have progressed from there, really.
Yeah, it's quite easy, really.
Yeah,
I think
it's not
all
hard.
Of those magazine bags that you can get.
Totally. It's not hard.
And, yeah, no, it's not hard at all. Now, tell me something. How can people get involved? Like, if there are people out there, you know, and they're like, we're a group, we like making things as part of our group, plus, you know, we could benefit from earning a little bit of money, you know, the pound a bag, you know, for our group's kitty, if you like, or for our fundraising activities, blah blah blah. You know, how can they get involved?
The best thing they can do if they're on the web is look at our website, which is www.brentwoodbagproject.co.uk. There's a contact me section on there, or you can email us info@brentwoodbagproject.co.uk, or give me a call.
Wonderful. That's fantastic. Have I missed anything? Have I missed a really, you know, obvious question that I should have asked?
Not that I can think of, no. No.
We
should probably mention, though, we have got Laurie Edmonds.
We've got Laurie
in
Edmonds
the corner.
In the corner.
Taking photographs for our social media page, because I'm very pleased to say, as part of the project, that Local by Social Limited have also been asked to join the project to run all of our social media for us. So they are the face behind our Twitter, our Facebook page, our blog, and also our website. So.
Well, wonderful. And I'll just take this opportunity to say to Laurie that it'd be lovely if Phoenix could have a few, just so that we can use them for our blog as well. That'd be fantastic.
Sure,
wonderful. She's given us a thumbs up, and Claire said it's okay too. Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Gabby.
And
thanks
I'm
for
sure
me.
I'll be seeing you and Laurie, in fact, again.
I'm sure you will.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
Ongar Road in Brentwood is busy but moving southbound at the A1023 High Street Junction. The Ingrave Road in Brentwood is busy but moving northbound around Wilson's Corner. The High Street in Brentwood is busy eastbound at the B185 Kings Road Junction. Worley Hill is also busy but moving around the Myrtle Road Junction. Slow traffic on the A114 Van Diamonds Road into town in Chelmsford at the Army and Navy, also affecting the Baddow Road.
And there are delays on the Bakerloo line at Queen's Park and no service on the Piccadilly line at Hammersmith. More travel in about half an hour.
Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864. Events guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Saturday the 17th of March at 8pm, there's going to be a cheese and wine evening organised by Brentwood Town Twining Association. It's going to happen in Little Worley and Childeridge Village Hall, Magpie Lane in Little Worley. It says, join us for a tasty fun evening when we will sample and learn about various French cheeses and wines and have a game of lotto. It's £12.50 to go along. If you need any more details, well, you know who to call. Well, you do now. Sheila Hornsby on 01277 224922.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
A massive thank you to Claire McInnes coming in to speak about the Brentwood Bag Project. She was joined by Laurie Edmonds, local Laurie, as I like to nickname her here on Phoenix, who was the camera woman for the day. So fantastic thing that I've learnt about, and by all means please do get in touch if you're interested in getting involved in this bag project and making some yourself. I know a lot of listeners out there are craft makers, so just get in touch. You can email me and I'll send you on the details, radio@phoenixfm.com, and obviously subject your email as the Brentwood Bag Project.
I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy. I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. All around in my hometown, they're trying to track me. Say they want to bring me in guilty for the killing of a deputy, for the life of a deputy. But I say, I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.